This podcast helps you to understand what measures were taken by the authorities to deal with the growing problem of poverty in Elizabethan England. The Elizabethan authorities split the poor into three categories. 1. The impotent poor, who were physically unable to work due to age or illness. 2. The able-bodied poor, who were looking for work but could not find any. 3. Vagabonds, who chose to avoid work. Vagabonds were harshly punished. From 1572, the law said that vagabonds over 14 years of age should be whipped and burned with a hole through the ear. If you were a vagabond over the age of 18 and had been caught before, you could be hanged. In 1589, the government banned people from giving shelter to vagrants in their homes and, if caught, people could be fined. The government was slow to tackle the problem of the impotent and able-bodied poor. Individual towns such as York, Norwich, and Bristol took the lead in raising money to help the poor. By the late 1590s, this was not enough, and the government was forced to take action. Beginning in 1597, the government introduced a series of acts which were brought together in 1601 to become the Elizabethan Poor Law. This law had three key features. First, in each parish, the JPs appointed four overseers of the poor. Together with the church wardens, these had responsibility for the poor of the parish. They collected a poor rate from all the householders in the parish, and this went to support the poor. Second, begging was forbidden, and vagrants were sent back to the village in which they were born. And third, work was found for the able-bodied poor and the impotent poor were looked after in almshouses. Anyone who refused to work could be placed in jail or a house of correction where they would be forced to carry out hard labour. Some historians have criticised the Elizabethan Poor Law as it treated vagabonds very harshly. Others have pointed to the fact that this legislation marked a significant change in the treatment of the impotent and able-bodied poor. They highlight the fact that this was the first time it was established that the poor were the responsibility of the state. The system lasted until 1834.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.